Shalom, brethren. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2021. Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2021. Hallelujah. So, we are talking about the menorah, which represents various things in the kingdom of Yah. Because it was made of seven. You know, seven is the number of Yah's perfection. So it's very good to understand the menorah. We've got the seven churches, the seven spirits of Yah, the seven angels, the seven the seven seals, the seven shofar horns. We've got, hold on, brethren. We've got the seven angelic proclamations. We've got the seven bowls. So seven, the seventh seal within it has seven bowls of anger, but also I think the seven bowls on the menorah, you've got the seven thunders, the seven, yeah, so I think I've said the seven shofar horns, the seven letters to the seven churches. Then you've got the seven attributes which point to the 7 days of the week. You've got the seven evil kingdoms as well. I think the seven evil kingdoms comes from the book of Daniel, the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. Anyhow, the menorah is a very important aspect. It's a very important thing to understand in the Hebrew culture. When you're studying the scriptures, it is really good to take time to understand the menorah. Now, one thing I don't know, I got to understand is that when it came to the Temple of Solomon, I think there were eight, I might be wrong, maybe seven or eight lampstands placed there rather than one, because the tabernacle was small, one lamp was sufficient. But when it came to when it came to the temple, because the temple was bigger, Yahweh told them to put more lampstands in there so as to show more light. Not that Yahweh wanted the lamps, the lamp light to, you know, to face forward. Now, how they were supposed to do that, I don't know. But it's very important to take note of the fact that he really wanted the light from the golden lampstand to, you know, to fall forward. Let me see how he said it. To give light in front of it. That's in Exodus chapter 25, verse 31 to 30. Well, it's towards the end. It is verse 37. It's also in Numbers chapter 8, verse 2. We read it a few weeks ago. So verse 33, three bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, one on each branch, one on each branch with an ornamental knob and a flower, and three bowls made like almond blossoms on the other branch with an ornamental knob and a flower, and so for the six branches that come out of the lampstand. So the next question I asked myself here was, what does almond mean? Why almond? Why not any other plant? And remember that when Aaron's rod was placed together, when Moses put the rods, I think maybe he put them on the Ark of the Covenant or somewhere, I've forgotten, somewhere in the tabernacle. Yah told them to place their rods, all the Levites, and the one that buds, was the one that was represented, the person that was chosen as the high priest, and his generation would serve as high priests. So why almond is very interesting. The Hebrew word for almond is shakade. Shakade. That's SHAKEID. Also means watchful. So symbolically, the almond represents Yah's watchfulness over his people. The almond tree is mentioned a number of times in the Old Testament and is a source of one of Judaism's most important symbols, the menorah. So it represents that Yah watches over his people. Hallelujah. That's what almond means. And that's why the staff of Aaron budded with almonds. It was to show that Yah will watch over his people always. Then gold, why does Yah use gold? The Bible says that Yah created the world and the elements in it. Gold is depicted as an asset of value. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith Yahweh, the Lord of hosts. Gold and silver are products of Yah. They are not a creation of man. The color gold is the color of success, achievement, and triumph. So this for me reminds me of the fact that Yahushua is repeatedly saying that those people who will be raptured will be refined like gold. But those who are going to be left behind are not yet properly refined like gold. Some will have the opportunity to be refined because of, what they'll go through, the judgment of Yah, the fires of Yah on the earth. What they'll go through will cause them to be more serious with their walk of faith. And they will be refined. They will be refined by Yahweh's fire, for he is the refiner's fire. And if we want to look like him, we want to be like him, we have to go through a process of refining by fire. Hallelujah. So those people that will be left behind, the foolish bride, the foolish virgin bride of Matthew 25, will be refined like gold, and then they will have another opportunity to be raptured. But unfortunately, the guests will not be raptured until later on in the Great Tribulation, at the end of the Great Tribulation. Some will be martyred, so they will leave this earth. That's how they will be refined. That's how they will go through the fires of refinery. Aside from the judgment that will be falling on the earth, but the rest will go through the rest of the Great Tribulation, and that's how they'll get refined and become like gold. So the gold is there to represent success, achievement, and triumph. Hallelujah. And remember that Yahushua was given gold when he was born. And the gold represents his kingship. So those who are refined like gold are like Yahushua. They are rulers. Hallelujah. They reign with him in his power. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it wasn't a mistake that it was a gold hammered work, and from there the branches were created. So on the lampstand, its four bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with its own ornamental knob and flower. And there shall be a knob under the first two branches of the same, a knob under the second two branches of the same, and a knob under the third two branches of the same, according to the six branches that extend from the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches shall be of one piece, all of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make 7 lampstands for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it. And its wick trimmers and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. So the pattern that was shown you on the mountain was first written in Exodus 25:40, and then written in Hebrews 8:5. Hallelujah. So you can't talk about the menorah and not talk about John chapter 1, which talks about the light of life. Hallelujah. The light of life that came into the world. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. He was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from Yah, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. I'll stop there. So you can see that it says here, this man came for a witness to bear the light. This man, John, came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah. Then John 8:12 says, Yahushua is the light of the world. Then Yahushua spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hallelujah. So Yahushua says that we who follow him will have the light of life. We will not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. And the first step to accepting him, as we all know, to follow him, is to accept his sacrifice on the cross. Matthew 5:13-17 says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. Put on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine, so shine, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. So we are called to be the light of Yah in this world. Hallelujah. We are called to be the light. So when we follow Yahushua, we don't walk in darkness. We become the light of this world. We are his ambassadors. So we walk in the light. Walking in the light means we cannot stand evil like Elijah. When we see evil, we wish to expose it in accordance with his will. Obviously, we need to give people time to repent. And then after that, if they don't, then the evil is exposed with his light. So your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Which means we need his word. His word is the entrance of light into our lives. Hallelujah. His word is the entrance of light. So Psalm 119:130 says, the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Hallelujah. So it is the entrance of Yah's words that gives light and gives understanding to the simple. So it is when we have the more of his word we have, the more of his word we take in, the more of his light we gain. And remember that the wise virgins had a lot of oil, which means they were emitting so much light. They were emitting the light of Yah at an intense level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as Yah has revealed to us through the various prophecies concerning the 3 days of darkness, during the 3 days of darkness, those people that are going to be raptured sometime after the 3 days of darkness, they will be emitting a very strong light. They will be the light of the world in a great way during that time. And when they are raptured, the light of God will go with them and the earth will remain dark. That's why Yah has revealed that unfortunately the left behind will not have a lot of light in them. It will be dim or almost darkness. But Yah says he will find a way to bring light into the world, you know, because he can't leave the earth in darkness. Leaving the earth in darkness will expose the left behind to so much evil. They will not be able to cope or even stand because the devil loves darkness and he always capitalizes on it. And that's why during the 3 days of darkness, the demons will be on the street as if they own the streets because it's dark everywhere. It will be dark everywhere. So that's why people have no business being on the streets during those 3 days. Hallelujah. So Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord Yahweh and Yahushua is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord Yahweh and Yahushua is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. The Lord Yahweh and Yahushua is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord Yahweh and Yahushua is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. The Lord Yahweh is my light. Yahweh and Yahushua is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord Yahweh and Yahushua is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Yahushua's name, Amen. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 2 says, arise, shine, For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord Yahweh is risen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord Yahweh is risen upon you. Hallelujah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord Yahweh will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord Yahweh is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord Yahweh will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahushua says, and the glory which you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. That's John 17:22. So that talks about oneness and the glory of Yah. Then 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of Yah, of the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach, are being transformed into the image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of Yah, of the Lord Yahushua. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord Yahushua, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of Yahushua, of the Lord Yahushua, is. So we should use this verse to pray very well and ask Yahushua to make us more like him. There's a testimony I know of a lady who had a complicated life. She loved hair extensions, nail varnish, plaiting her hair, gelling, wearing short skirts, high heels. She loved all that. She used to be in the choir. But when Yahweh wanted to take her home, Yahweh and Yahushua, because they really loved her, they didn't want her to go to hell. But they knew that she needed to go. They gave her time to repent. Do you know how God did it? They allowed her to be sick of cancer. Sometimes sickness is a blessing. It's a mercy of Yah. It is not necessarily judgment. Because through that, she was able to put her life aright. And she was able to make heaven. Yah gave me confirmation of this when she died. And the testimony I had was that before she died, there was a day she stood and looked in the mirror. And instead of seeing herself, she saw Yahushua. So brethren, when Yahushua tells you, get rid of all this baggage from the devil, he knows what he's saying. By the time you make heaven, you are supposed to look like him. We are supposed to see him as he is in the air and look like him and be like him. That is what he wants. Broken like him. Brokenness. Brokenness is all he desires from us. Hallelujah. The hammered work, the menorah, is broken. It represents brokenness. Because it goes through a lot of refinery before it becomes what it is. And each church was represented by a menorah, by a lampstand. One lampstand, 7 branches, one lampstand represented a church. That tells you a lot. It represents the 7 spirits of Yah. And many other things. So if Yahweh was to take away, Yahushua was to take away the lampstand, they are left with nothing. That lampstand is so important. That's why it's one of the first important things mentioned to build in the tabernacle. I'll stop here for now. Shalom.